Y'all ready? Brock, some thoughts about leading this team to a couple touchdowns late fourth quarter to get this thing into overtime.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you just need to start with, just our defense. You know, our defense played an incredible game tonight. Offensively, it seems like, once again, it's the common theme. You know, we keep talking about it in here every post game. We started slow. We couldn't get into a rhythm. And our defense kept us in the game, and they played hard. We put offensively, we put our defense in some horrible positions, and they overcame it every single time, and they played their tails off all night. So hats off to our defense, because if they didn't play the way they did, you know, we're not in that game late. So great job there. Special teams did great, in all phases. They made plays when we needed them. In the return game, we got some returns going. And then offensively, I'm just so proud of that group. You know, every single guy on the offensive side of the ball. Like I said, nothing was pretty about tonight. We couldn't get anything going in the first quarter. We got a little bit going in the second quarter. You know, we struggled a little bit in the third. We had a turnover backed up, and none of those guys quit fighting. You know, and so that's what I'm saying. I'm so proud of that offensive group. I'm so proud to be just a part of those guys that sit in here every day. And, I think it's just a testament to the heart of this team. You know, we knew this was going to be a tough game. We knew this was a game that we had to win. And nobody on that sideline quit tonight. They just kept doing their job. They kept fighting. And I'm very proud to be a part of this team.
Can you take us through the touchdown pass to Brock? I mean, to CJ, and then the long pass to Jalen on the sidelines.
Yeah, the touchdown pass to CJ. Watch the tape tomorrow. CJ ran an incredible route. You know, they were playing a too high defense, and it was the perfect look. And CJ did a great job. He ran a terrific route. The offensive line gave me time, and CJ did a tremendous job of bending in front of the safety and making a great catch to protect that ball, because, you know, Mike Adams could have, made a play on that ball, but CJ protected the throw, made a heck of a catch, and got in the end zone. So, CJ is a guy that I have a ton of confidence in. He's a terrific football player and is a, even better teammate. And then as far as the throw to Jalen down the sideline late in overtime, there was something that I saw on the sidelines looking at the pitchers early in the game. And I told Jalen, I said, hey, if they give us this look again, I'm going to signal you a go route. And so it was something that we were on the same page. We got that look. I signaled him the go route. He did a tremendous job at the line of scrimmage. He won, and he made a terrific catch to, ultimately put us in field goal position. So I'm very proud of Jalen. Same deal. He was one of those guys. Did he get touches early? No. But he just kept fighting. He kept doing his job, and I'm so proud of his effort.
What do you think about the way Lamar played today?
Wow. I think Lamar played lights out. I had the best view in the country to a terrific performance. Hand it off and watch him do his thing. It was, Lamar made tremendous cuts, tremendous reads. But it all starts up front with the offensive line and our fullbacks and our tight ends. They made some, great holes for him. And then when there wasn't a hole, Lamar did a great job of making guys miss and getting to the second level and making big plays for us.
Brock, how important can this game, in your opinion, be for you, for the offense going forward in terms of a confidence booster, if any? And what do you think kind of clicked for you guys there late in the game?
I think this game will be huge for us moving forward. Coach mentioned to us during the week that there kind of comes a point in October, early November, when you have to decide what kind of team you want to be and what kind of identity do you want to have as a team. And I think we showed our identity tonight. Will the game be perfect? Probably not, but I can promise you this team will fight for 60 plus minutes for that matter every single week, no matter how the game goes.
Brock, half the stadium, by the time you guys start this comeback, is on 610. And a lot of those people, before they left, are booing, and they're really booing you because the team's not playing well. Can you talk about for yourself what this means to do this and do it in that kind of environment that's so negative by the end of this game?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of fans tonight missed a terrific performance, you know, in the third, fourth quarter by a team. You know, and hopefully moving forward, you know, like I said, nothing was perfect early on. You know, I understand why fans were frustrated, but I hope they learned tonight that this team's never going to quit fighting. You know, we come in here every single week. We work extremely hard. We prepare hard. We practice hard to go out there and be successful for this organization and for this city. And, you know, at the end of the day, this is the National Football League. No game will ever be perfect. But the thing that I think everyone really saw and learned tonight about this football team is how big its heart is. And you know, bottom line, through all the negativity, the boos, you know, I understand that we weren't playing well. But once again, I'm so proud of this team because everyone stayed focused on their job. They ignored the outside noise. They ignored the boos. And they stayed focused on their job. You know, we kept saying on the sideline, keep fighting, keep chopping. Keep fighting, keep chopping. And that's what we did. You know, one play at a time. Defense kept us in the game. Special teams made some plays. And when we needed it, the offense stepped up and really showed a lot of grit tonight.
What did they learn about you?
Well, you know, that's for them to decide and for you guys to decide. You know, like I said, I just hope people understand, you know, the struggles we've had aren't due to a lack of preparation or a lack of confidence or anything like that. Like I said, I mean, we come in here as an offensive unit and as a team for that matter, and we prepare extremely hard all week long to be successful. And I understand there's been some frustrating moments, but this team showed a lot of heart tonight, and I hope people saw that as well.
When the schedule came out, you said over here, when the schedule came out, you said that you weren't going to be circling Denver or anything like that. But now that it's here, what are your initial thoughts about going back to Denver?
Well, obviously, I think first things first, you need to give Denver credit. You know, they're a terrific football team. It's a very tough environment to play in up there. You know, the home fans do a great job of making noise and creating a great environment for the home team. So we understand that there's a great challenge ahead of us. But I think first things first, one, enjoy this win tonight. And then we'll get started on Denver tomorrow. But I think you just need to understand the opponent you're going against. You need to respect them. You need to understand what they're capable of. But bottom line, I'm going to treat this game no different than any other game. I'm going to prepare the same way. I'm going to prepare extremely hard. I'm going to go out. I'm going to have a great week of practice. And I'm going to understand the challenge ahead of us, but I look forward to that challenge.
Brock, came out earlier today that you and Bill O'Brien have had some tense moments in the preparation during the week. Can you tell us kind of what that's like in processing your game plans each week and the tension that may exist as you go through that?
Yeah, you know, I would say the interactions that have occurred between Coach O'Brien and myself, or even Coach Gotti and myself for that matter, are nothing out of the norm. You know, I think everybody wants to win. Everybody, like I said, is putting in a ton of hours in preparation to win each week. So, like I said, there's nothing out of the norm. There's no story there. We're all just working extremely hard to get wins every single week. And, you know, I love coming to work every single day. I love working with Coach O'Brien, Coach Gotti, and, you know, they're terrific football coaches.